It's time for another fun fact, and this week we are still not going back to Tower of Terror because we're taking a break, Jeremy. Deal with it. Just because you love it doesn't mean everybody else has to. In fact, this week we're going to go to Animal Kingdom and talk a little Expedition Everest.
Mm-hmm.
Because we like Expedition Everest, and Expedition Everest is cool. But the fun fact for this week is that Expedition Everest clocks in as the highest building at Disney, which is interesting to me because everybody seems to say it is the same height as Tower of Terror. it still found its way. So most things that I've seen, though, say that Tower of Terror is 199 feet, while Expedition Everest is 199 and a half feet. So it's got that extra 6 inches, so it can be the largest. But both of these sit under 200 feet. And the reason for that is because once you hit 200 feet, you then run into regulations that say that you have to have a flashing light on top of it so that way aircraft don't run into it. So,
Expedition Everest, Cinderella's castle is also just under 200
feet. I think it's more under. I don't think it's at like sitting at 199, but yes, it is also under for the purposes of we don't want the ugly light sitting on top of it. But yes,
right.
So Expedition Everest, if somebody wants to know, 199 feet, you know, don't worry about the 6 inches here or there. And it's that so that that way it doesn't have to have that ugly light. Though it looks much larger, again, because of something Disney uses in multiple places throughout the parks, which is force perspective, make the things on top smaller so they seem further away, and thus everything looks bigger.
Right. Another fun thing about Expedition Everest, and actually something that I don't believe we have a true canonical reason for this, but when Expedition Everest first opened, the Yeti inside the mountain would actually, you know, swing at you and kind of hung off of the, he hung off of a rock in the mountain, and he would actually swipe at you and roar, and it was terrifying. But pretty quickly, like, I don't know exactly how quickly, but pretty quickly the Yeti stopped moving.
Well, no, he moved less.
Oh, right.
And then he stopped moving.
And then, yeah. But that all happened pretty quickly. And so the reason is kind of debatable. The obvious reason, reason number one, is it broke. It broke, and it was too big and too expensive. And they apparently built the Yeti and then built the mountain around the Yeti. So, you know, he would be too big to take out and fix. And There's a story that's the reason, and so now a strobe light just shines on the Yeti, and he is stationary, although still terrifying. Another reason is that he was actually pulling too much on a load-bearing wall when he was actually moving, and they perceived that would become an issue down the road, and so Disney actually first turned his movement down, and then eventually just stopped it altogether in an effort to save both the Yeti and apparently the mountain around him.
And all the people who would have been traveling. Now, see, you've heard wall. I've heard his base was actually the... But yes, the general conclusion that everybody can reach is something was being stressed more than they thought it was going to be, and it was questionable, which, you know, it's Disney, so it was probably actually still pretty safe.
Right.
They don't like pretty safe. They like safe. For some reason, that's bad press if a Yeti falls on a train full of people. So,
and it's a bummer too because the Yeti is just such a larger than life. You know, you talk about force perspective and things looking bigger than they really are. I mean, that Yeti is huge, and the way that the hair on the arm, you know, swayed in the wind of him swiping at the car and stuff. I mean, it looked so real and very just viscerally real. And so it's a bummer that for whatever reason that Yeti isn't moving
that
anymore.
Now he is Disco Yeti.
Right. Yeah. Just the flashing disco light. But I would encourage you to go to YouTube and look at a ride through of Expedition Everest with all elements working, because it is truly an experience.
Yes, a 25-foot tall are almost 25 foot tall, 20,000 pound abominable snowman powered by hydraulic cylinders with enough with more potential thrust than a 747 jetliner, who's now a statue with a disco light on him.
And that'll be it for this fun fact. If you have any fun facts or just trivia about Disney parks that you'd like for us to cover, you can send them to us on Twitter. We are at MTM Podcast, and you can, or you can send it to us on Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast. And our website is missingthemouse.co. We will be back next week with a brand new episode. And until then, have a magical day.